Hi, this is Melina Healy. I will be reading from Anita Desai's The Zigzag Way. I'm going to be reading two passages. The first one is on page 137, and it is the opening to part 4, the fable that Desai relates from the Huichol Indians about the creation story. It is entitled La Noche de los Muertos. In the creation story of the Huichol Indians, when gods and goddesses first appeared on Earth, it was in darkness. They set out to find light, led by the fire god, Tatawari. When they arrived at the sea, they witnessed the sun rising from a tunnel in the mountains, and it cast its light upon the earth for the first time. The last of the gods to arrive there was Kayumari, the deer spirit. In the newborn light, the others could see that he had left round, green, rosette-like tracks across the desert. Tatawari, the fire god, bade them to collect these green spores and eat them, for they were sacred food, the peyote that grows on the holy mountain, Ririkuta. First they made offerings and sang and danced in thanksgiving. Then Tatawari, the shaman, fed each one some of the sacred food, and they found that they were able to hear the songs that Tatawari and Kayumari had been singing about the pilgrimage they had come on. They understood that Kayumari had left these tracks so others could follow and also experience the time of their ancestors and understand where they came from and who they were. That is why the peyote is never completely uprooted. The taproot is left in the soil so more peyote may grow and show the way. The second passage I'm reading begins on the beginning, at the end of page 156. It is the meeting between Betty and her great-grandson, Eric. She took them, but seemed to agree with him about their unsuitability, giving a small formal smile like one who is accustomed to the obtuseness of men. Putting them down on the wall beside her, she went on. Sometimes the Indians come, you know. They are pilgrims. They climb up the mountains to pick the peyote cactus. It's very special, they say. It grows only here, she mentioned at the mountain at her back, so it's sacred. I've heard of it, of the pilgrimage. And one crazy old woman, not Indian, from elsewhere, she comes too. I know, I met her. Again she appeared to take no notice of this news from the present world. But the peyote gives her bad dreams, very bad. She doesn't come here anymore. But she talks a lot about it, the pilgrimage. Yes, and the Indians still come. They spend the night on the mountain. They collect peyote and eat it. It makes them dream. I'd like to give it a try. She gave him a slightly mocking look. Then come, she said, come. And rising up the wall, turned and began to walk up the path, which was now gray steam, pouring through dark volcanic rubble in that early light. Eric tried to follow. The wall stood between them. He intended to climb over and follow, but as he looked down for a foothold in order to do so, she disappeared. When he looked up to call her and ask her to wait, he saw that she was gone. Although there was no more light now than there had been before, he could see her nowhere on that barren hillside. She had left behind the chrysanthemums, and they lay limp on the wall, devoid now of fragrance. There was only the melancholy tinkling of bells and a movement of the speckled stones that proved to be young goats that had come to graze. A shepherd boy, appearing among them, gave a long, sharp whistle, which made them skip and skitter on their little hoofs. Below in the town, the church bells began to ring. They rang and rang insistently, calling the dead back to their graves. The light grew brighter, the sun appeared, and everyone went streaming back to where they had come from.